We'd like to welcome you for worship this morning and wanted to let you know that our servant leadership team met on Tuesday and decided that we would have online services only through the month of January. The servant leadership team felt strongly that we wanted to protect our most vulnerable members, and it was also mentioned that we didn't want to tax our healthcare workers any more than they already are, and we're going to give you updates as we approach February. I'd like to ask you a favor. I'd like some feedback for a sermon that's coming up, and I would love to hear some of the stories that you have where God had a special message for you. So if you'd share those with me, I would certainly appreciate it. Another thing that we'd like to hear from you is some of your pet stories. I know that many of you got new pets during the pandemic, and others have been carried through by the pets that you've had for quite a while. And to honor them, we've decided to make a pet care drive for Hamblin County Animal Shelter. And for our two-legged friends, we'd like to collect washed and clean sleeping bags and blankets for people who are living on the streets in our community. And you can drop those off and we'll make sure to get them to the right place. And finally, you've been so faithful this year, and we finished the year strong. And considering all that we have been through, it has been miraculous. And we do appreciate you. Still, though, we're trying to make plans for next year, and if you haven't turned in your pledge cards for 2021, that would be awfully helpful. Now is the time where we are making plans for the coming year, and we can't do that without your help. So we ask that you would join us in this special time for worship. Thank you. We'd like to lift up some of the following people for our prayer concerns. Misty Stapleton's father, Sam, has been undergoing some tests. Lisa Weichel's father is under hospice care. We wanted to remember Ronnie Malloy, who is recovering from surgery at UT and is dealing with COVID. David Perkey's brother, Otto, is on hospice care. Peggy Campbell has asked us to remember her sister who had a fall on the ice last week. And Pam Perkey's sister, Renee Williams, had knee replacement, as did Becky Millen's cousin, Kim Artiga. Another person that is dealing with COVID is Denise Aludo and has asked for our prayers. And then we've had a couple of deaths this past week, Bobby Turley and Shirley Rines. Both of them had a service of resurrection on Saturday. And then we celebrate with John Fassler and his retirement from the Morristown Police Department.
We wanted to let you know about a prayer concern that we just received a moment ago. We want to let you know that Tom and Bev Moon have been diagnosed with COVID and they have asked for our prayers as well.
For our prayer time, I wanted to bring to you some of the words that I read from Barry Black, who is the Senate chaplain, and he had spoken for a couple of years at our missions festival, and I just love some of what he said. So would you just join me now as we hear these words? Holy Father, we deplore the desecration of the United States Capitol building. The shedding of innocent blood, the loss of life, and the quagmire of dysfunction that threatens our democracy. Those tragedies reminded us that words matter and that the power of life and death is in the tongue. We have been warned that eternal vigilance continues to be freedom's price. Lord, help us experience new unity in the face of the deep divisions among lawmakers and within our country. We need to see within each other a common humanity. Use us to bring healing and unity to our hurting and divided nation and world. Lord, we also thank you for all that we receive through the water and the word of Jesus Christ. We claim new life. We ask that you would wash us and our nation clean of all the sins that stain us. Lord, be with everyone who strives for peace, justice, and unity. And we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
The scripture today comes from Mark 1, verses 4 through 11. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, and people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The baptism of Jesus. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
On March 17, 1985, my family celebrated my grandmother's 85th birthday, along with my four-month birthday. But perhaps the most important piece of that day came in the moment of my baptism. I was baptized that day in the United Methodist Church that my grandmother helped to charter and that my daddy grew up in. The Reverend Raymond Kelly of the Virginia Annual Conference poured the consecrated waters over my little baby head, claiming me in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. While I do not recall that day in any detail other than what I have been told by my gathered loved ones, I remember that day each year in prayer and in thanksgiving. I am thankful for my mother and father who chose to carry me to the proverbial river flowing in that small country church in Pembroke, Virginia. I'm thankful for the communities of both Pembroke United Methodist Church and Parisburg First United Methodist Church who nurtured and cared for my tender faith and gave me the courage to say yes to my call to ministry. Have you thought about your baptism lately? Is it something you consider very often? For most of us, it isn't on our minds with any regularity, but I hope it is something that is meaningful for you and that you consider often. But for so many of us, even us most devoted of Christians, it's an event that happened. If you haven't considered your baptism, or if you have not yet been baptized, I hope today will be an opportunity to think more deeply and claim more fully the promise of God made to us in baptism. Marcus, in his Anchor Bible commentary on Mark, says, "God has ripped the heavens irrevocably apart at Jesus' baptism, never to shut them again. Through this gracious gash in the universe, he has poured forth his spirit into the earthly realm." As God ripped open the heavens, we hear his affirming words to Jesus. "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." In that moment that the heavens were torn open, God told Jesus and the world that God's love for his Son, for Jesus, was whole, complete, and never ending. This was God's Son, and that title meant something wonderful. The baptism that John offered had two components, repentance and forgiveness, as we read in Mark 1:4. But then something remarkably different happens with the baptism of Jesus. Suddenly, the element of the Holy Spirit is added into this life-changing moment. Indeed, the presence of the Spirit is what makes it truly life-changing. We still speak of repentance, forgiveness, and the Spirit in our baptisms today. Faith communities understand these elements differently, but they are all present just the same in the global understanding of baptism in the global church. But it is the combination of repentance, forgiveness, and the washing in the act of the baptism that God then claims us as his own. When those heavens are reopened and the voice of God booms out once again that I, Asa, am his child in whom he is well pleased, and that you, insert your name, are God's child in whom he is well pleased. This affirmation is what feeds our faith and helps us to understand how deeply we are loved and cherished. But affirmations can be tricky, can't they? We think of them in terms of our social media accounts. When we post our pictures and go back a while later and see how many people have liked our posts or who have added their own comments. Social media has even created a new occupation called a social media influencer. Those who have so many followers that regularly read their posts that they are now seen as people who influence others. They are the ones that have received so much affirmation from their own followers that other companies want them to speak on their behalf. But you see, God doesn't just like Jesus, and God doesn't just like us. God does affirm Jesus and us as being beloved children, but he also takes it one step further into acceptance. This move from affirmation to acceptance is an important one. God takes all the parts of us, the good and the bad and the ugly, and wraps it all up in love. As my mother used to say, "I love you and you can't do a thing about it." This acceptance takes us and loves us just the way that we are. Now, Jesus will continue to speak to baptisms in his ministry, and he makes it clear that baptism leads to a new way of life. To be baptized in Jesus is to follow Jesus and to become a part of the community of believers. Now, there's a whole lot in Jesus' baptism that even after the years of study in both undergraduate and graduate schools and the years since, well, there's just some divine action that we can't fully understand. But what we can claim here is that Jesus' baptism was a moment when the divine community was revealed, or what we would call the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, somehow all present together. Jesus was baptized into this community that he might go out into the world and create a blessed community. What we so often forget in our modern Christian culture is that baptism is more than an individual act. You see, in baptism, we become a part of a people. Whether we were carried in the arms of someone who loved us as an infant, or if we were baptized later in life, or if you were still waiting to be baptized, it's all about being claimed by God and being claimed by a community that wants to love you. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians that we become a part of the body of Christ in our baptism. So, sorry to burst the illusion that your baptism was about you. It was for you, but not about you. You too were baptized to be a part of and help create a blessed community. We are called to be a community of sinners striving to be saints. We are called to be a community of sinners that welcomes the other sinner and says, "You're as broken as I am. Welcome. You're more damaged than me. Welcome." This world is a raging dumpster fire right now, and Jesus wants us to work on cleaning it up together. Welcome. You don't know a lot about scripture or theology? Me either, really. But welcome. I mean, look at the people Jesus called and claimed in the New Testament stories. Sinners, tax collectors, the sick and the broken, Judas who would betray him, Peter who would deny him, and Saul who was literally trying to destroy his movement. And yet Jesus accepted all of them. God calls us through the waters of baptism into a blessed and broken and beautiful community. In all reality, nothing about us makes sense. Many of us would not be in the same circles if it weren't for this Jesus that we celebrate. We come together not to affirm one another, but to accept one another and move forward into the calling and the life that Jesus has for us. As we move into this new year of ministry together, I want us to take a few moments and remember our baptism. Who carried you literally or metaphorically to the waters of the Jordan that day? Who nurtured you? Who made you feel accepted, not just affirmed, but truly accepted into the community? As you look at the waters before you today, who helped you feel accepted? All of you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Perhaps even more importantly, though, who will we carry to the waters in 2021? That's our job, right? As we remember that we are beloved, who needs to hear that same message from God? Who needs to know that we are here for them and most importantly, that Jesus is here for them? So now let us remember our baptisms and let us pray for the opportunity to bring a fellow sinner into our community. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I want to invite you now to bring your water close to you and to those that you are worshiping with. Sisters and brothers in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, God's Spirit has been poured out upon water. Water poured over and immersing us. Water that flows freely for all who receive it. Water from the streams of God's saving power and justice. Water that brings hope to all who thirst for righteousness. Water that refreshes life, nurtures growth, and offers new birth. Today we come to the waters to renew our commitments in each other's presence and set apart. Our promise to Christ who has raised us, the Spirit who has birthed us, and the Creator who is making all things new. And so I ask you, will you turn away from the powers of sin and death? We claim together, we renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and we repent of our sin. Will you let the Spirit use you as prophets to the powers that be? We accept the freedom and power God gives us to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves. Will you proclaim the good news and live as disciples of Jesus Christ, his body on earth? We confess Jesus Christ as our Savior, put our whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as our Lord, in union with the church which Christ has opened to all people of all ages, nations, and races. Will you be living witnesses to the gospel, individually and together, wherever you are and in all that you do? We will remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world. Will you receive and profess the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments? We affirm and teach the faith of the whole church as we put our trust in God, the Father Almighty, in Jesus Christ, His only Son, and in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Spirit of the Lord is with us. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Almighty God, the life you birthed in us by baptism into Jesus Christ will never die. Your justice never fails. Your mercy is everlasting. Your healing rivers flow. Your Spirit blows where you will. We cannot stop you, God. But sometimes we try. We try to block the flow, we redirect the winds of the Spirit, or we walk so far away from the life-giving stream that we do not hear its sound and we forget its power. We parch ourselves. We are dry and thirsty, O God. Come, refresh us. So come upon us, Holy Spirit. Come upon us, Holy Spirit. Come upon these waters. Come upon these waters. Let these waters be to us drops of your mercy. Let these waters remind us of your righteousness and justice. Let these waters renew in us the resurrection power of Jesus. Let these waters make us long for your coming reign. Most holy God, Abba, Father, glory to you. Jesus Christ, Savior, Lord, glory to you. Spirit of fire, Spirit over the waters, Spirit of holiness, glory to you. Eternal God, one in three and three in one, all glory is yours, now and forever. Amen. So now, friends, as you are continuing to be in a spirit of worship, I want to invite you to take your water, put your fingertips in it, and just feel that. Let it be a reminder to you of the love of God that has been poured out over you. And now with the Spirit of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let us remember our baptisms. Just want to invite you to make the sign of the cross on your forehead and be in a spirit of prayer for a couple of moments as you remember your baptism. Thanks be to God. Amen.
As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that cruel way and who shall wear the story crown.
Friends, we are so happy to celebrate today that we are all beloved children of God, that we are all called to be a part of a blessed community, to create community, and to help bring others into God's love. Go in peace, go in love, go knowing that you are claimed and accepted by a loving God. Amen.